Collision. Read and written by Mist Marauder. To this day, Buck will insist it wasn't his fault. It was Eddie's. Eddie's and those stupid fucking jeans. Buck had just been minding his own business, after all. He hadn't asked for Eddie to cross in front of him and distract him. Hell, Eddie might as well have been waving a flag that screamed, "Hey, look at me," with the way they were painted on. So, yeah, it was definitely Eddie's fault. It might also partly be Maddie's fault. She had the absolute worst timing. Buck had just been innocently following Eddie's ass with his eyes when his phone had buzzed in his hand. And so his eyes went straight from said perfect ass to his phone screen, and then he walked into a pole. A very metal pole. He didn't just walk into it. His forehead collided with it at full force with a loud bang, causing him to drop his phone, thanks Maddie, stumble back, and land flat on his ass. Buck actually just sat there on the concrete with his legs sprawled out in front of him for a few seconds afterward, because apparently his brain was unable to process having humiliated himself at such an obscene level. The smoothie cup that had been in his other hand also hit the ground and splattered strawberry banana-flavored goodness all over his favorite sneakers. "Hey, man, are you okay?" Buck just blinked as he became aware of the few people who had stopped to check on him. At least no one was laughing. Oh, wait. There was indeed a teenage boy trying to hide his hysterics a few feet away. Great. At least no one had filmed it. Wait. No one had filmed it, right? Hey. The voice was closer this time, and Buck startled back before blinking a few times and meeting the worried eyes of the man in front of him. It was the guy with the perfect ass. Of course it was. The hottest guy Buck had seen in practically ever had just witnessed one of the most embarrassing moments of Buck's entire goddamn life. The man had crouched down in front of him and placed a concerned hand on Buck's shoulder, trying to meet his gaze. Buck's vision wouldn't quite come into focus, though. He worked his mouth in an attempt to form some actual words and ended up slurring out a very drunken-sounding, "Okay." The man snorted in obvious disbelief. "Sorry, man, I don't think you are. You're gonna need to get checked out. I think you might have a concussion." Buck frowned. That can't be right. Buck didn't even play football anymore. The man was still talking, but Buck couldn't make out the words. He felt sick. Really sick. And opened his mouth in an attempt to warn the other man that he should probably move back, before promptly leaning forward and vomiting all over the front of the other man's shirt. And those jeans. That part was okay, though. Those jeans should be illegal. They were what landed Buck in this position in the first place. He glared at them. The man in front of him let out a startled laugh, and Buck heard a voice from the side ask if Buck realized he was speaking out loud. Huh. Stupid voice. Buck wouldn't know if he was talking out loud or not. "Go ahead and dial 911, the man answered back. This man's voice was sexy. Damn. This just wasn't even fair. Why couldn't Buck's voice be that sexy? Wait. 911? Buck was 911. He should probably get off the ground. Yeah, no. You're not moving. Just stay where you are. Buck met the man's gaze again and wrinkled his nose when the smell of vomit hit him. "I threw up on you," he slurred out. "That you did," the man said evenly. Buck couldn't tell if he was angry about it or not, but he quickly decided it didn't matter. His head was killing him. It's your jeans' fault. Yeah, you mentioned that, the man said in an amused tone, before leaning past Buck and picking something up off the ground.
Yikes. You're probably gonna need a new phone, man. The screen is shattered. Anyone you want me to call for you, though? The paramedics are on their way.
Buck frowned.
Call?
Oh wait, Maddie had texted him.
Maddie?
The man's brows came together in confusion, but the confusion cleared as he looked through the contacts on Buck's phone and clicked the shattered glass atop Maddie's name, before putting the phone on speaker.
Buck?
Maddie's voice was confused. That was okay. Buck was confused too.
Hi, is this Maddie? The man asked. Who is this?
Maddie demanded. Buck wanted to tell her not to snap, but his attention was also wandering again as the man continued to speak to his sister. His head really fucking hurt.
Hey, man. Your sister is going to meet you at the hospital, okay? And I can see the ambulance. Look at me.
Buck's eyes went back to the man in front of him.
You're hot and nice. It's not fair.
Even Buck could tell the man was struggling to hold in a laugh.
Tell you what, the man said. If you remember this, you can text me. Maybe we can get coffee when you're less confused.
The man was typing something on Buck's destroyed phone, and Buck just blinked as paramedics came up on either side of him. The man spoke to the paramedics for a minute as they got Buck loaded up, and gave them Buck's phone before waving at Buck as they shut the door.
Huh. Okay. Bye, then.
The next thing Buck knew, he was sitting in a hospital bed and meeting the gaze of an irate Maddie.
You literally can't even walk down the street without landing yourself in here, can you?
Maddie asked.
It's not my fault, Buck slurred back.
Maddie just stared at him in disbelief.
How is it not your fault? You walked into a pole.
Buck stopped for a second and wondered what Maddie would say if she knew he'd walked into a pole because he was staring at some guy's ass. A guy he then threw up all over.
Yeah, Buck just needed to forget this day ever happened.
His phone buzzed next to him, and he frowned, ignoring Maddie's frustrated huff at not being answered.
He was going to have to get a new phone. Because, yikes. His screen had really not survived.
He squinted at it, trying to make out the text that had appeared.
From Eddie. How's your head?
Smiley face.
Who the fuck was Eddie?
Wait.
Were those... The man's number was saved in Buck's phone with a fucking pair of jeans after it. Buck didn't even know there was an emoji for jeans. That asshole.
He felt his face flush as he considered burying himself under the hospital sheet and never coming out. The nurses had told him the man who helped him at the scene was a former medic, and Buck couldn't help but scowl as he focused his blurry gaze on the phone screen before typing out a response.
Shouldn't you know better than to make me look at a screen right now?
You sound okay to me, smiley face.
Coffee this weekend?
Buck scowled down at his phone. Maddie was being suspiciously quiet as she watched him.
What an entitled jackass. Buck couldn't believe this.
He typed out a refusal, then thought for a second, and changed his response.
You're buying.
Buck was going to get his revenge. He was going to show up to this coffee date and beat this so-called
Eddie at his own damn game. Let's see how he liked having someone flaunt themselves in front of him. Buck was a master. Eddie had no idea what he was getting into. Bring it on. The end.